quick question. How many calls, texts, or messages does your business miss every week? Nights, weekends, busy days. That's lost money. Create Assistance helps businesses fix that problem using AI employees that answer calls, respond to texts, book appointments, and follow up with leads 24/7 automatically. No extra staff, no complicated software. Everything runs inside one simple command center that replaces scattered tools, missed follow-ups, and manual busy work. Whether you're a service business, office, or multi-location company, Create Assistance keeps your business responsive, organized, and running even when you're off the clock. Stop letting leads slip through the cracks. Visit createassistance.ai to book a free call. Or you can call or text 515-500-2224. Again, that's 515-500-2224. We look forward to hearing from you.
Hey, everybody, it's that time again. Sports Overnight America, a different kind of show, and we'll prove it. You can email us, sportsfred@aol.com, sportsfred@aol.com. We're heard everywhere, coast to coast, Sirius 217, XM 203, all those apps. I love TuneIn. We're on Sports Byline, Sports Map, American Forces Radio, a radio station including KSHP 1400 in Las Vegas. Art Source is with us at 128 years of age. Laura Snoke, attorney, with us. And Mark Mancini, the world's worst sports handicapper, with us. And special guest, Gavin Newsom. Repeat that. Newsom, not Gavin Newsom. He's not the governor of California, and he's not running for president. However, he's written a very interesting book, and timing is most important. Project Tiger, The Birth of Genius and the Price of Greatness, the story of Tiger Woods. And we'll talk to Gavin a little later right here on Sports Overnight America. Barron Sports Trivia, of course, Laura's favorite part of the show. MLB, a little bit more than a week into the season. Let's see, Carter Jensen, the rookie catcher for the Kansas City Royals, was going to start on Thursday. One problem, he overslept, got to the game too late. Have you ever overslept? I don't think I ever have. Now, Sandy, my wife, probably has, but I've never overslept. Have you? Email us, sportsfred@aol.com, sportsfred@aol.com. Sandy Alcantara, of course, the pitcher for the Marlins in Florida. A couple years ago, he was one of the top-notch pitchers in baseball. He won the Cy Young. Last year, they tried to trade him. This year, he started off very well, threw a complete game in his second start, and he looks a little bit dominant again. So we'll see what happens with him. We can discuss that. And, of course, ABS, automatic balls and strikes. So far, it's fun. So far, we'll see how it works the rest of the way. National Basketball Association, we knew this was going to happen. Lakers lose on Thursday night. And they lose Doncic, we think, for a period of time. Very severe pulled hamstring. But you knew they weren't going to go far in the playoffs anyways because nobody on that team plays any defense. Certainly Doncic does not, and LeBron at 31 does not. So we can discuss that if you are so inclined at sportsfredadale.com, sportsfredadale.com. And, of course, Masters coming up next week. And Phil Mickelson said he's out for health reasons. And Tiger's out for another reason. In fact, he's in Europe. We'll discuss that and a whole lot more straight away on Sports Overnight America.
When the deals drop at Kohl's, you feel it. You see up to 50% off end-of-season must-haves, plus up to 85% off clearance favorites. And suddenly, your whole world narrows to one thought. Must shop now. Your to-do list gone. Your dinner plans forgotten. It's just you and your cart gliding through the store. Yeah, Kohl's deals will do that to a person. Save in-store and online now. Select styles. Some exclusions apply. See store or kohls.com for details.
Have you suffered sports betting losses? There is someone who wants to fight for you to see you get back what you have lost to those sports betting companies. Michael Watts is a prolific trial lawyer with over $11 billion in total recoveries for his clients. And now with sportsbettingclaim.com, he'd like to help you. Michael has been a leader in some of the largest and most complex cases in the country, from defective cars and tires to damaging drugs and medical products. He has always represented the rights of individuals harmed by large corporations. His efforts recently resulted in the recovery of billions for individuals who lost their properties to fires carelessly caused by electric companies and others. Michael knows that sports betting companies preyed on and manipulated consumers into losing their life savings, and he wants to make them pay. If you have suffered financial hardship as a result of online sports betting and would like help seeking compensation, please submit your claim information for evaluation at sportsbettingclaim.com. Michael Watts is focused on winning for you. Sportsbettingclaim.com.
Are you 50 or older? This news is for you. The CDC recommends you get vaccinated against pneumococcal pneumonia. Even if you're healthy, your age puts you at risk. People 50 or older are over 6 times more likely to be hospitalized with pneumococcal pneumonia compared to adults 18 to 49. Just one shot can help protect you. Learn more and schedule at VaxAssist.com. That's VaxAssist.com. Sponsored by Pfizer.
Staples presents That Was Easy.
This year, I'm giving my hair salon a total makeover.
Total makeover sounds totally expensive.
We updated our logo and colors, so I needed to print new signage, brochures, business cards, everything.
Everything will not be cheap.
Staples did it all, and I saved $100 on my order.
$100? Trim my whiskers, that's a good deal. For everything your business needs to print, let's go Staples.
That was easy.
Offer valid in-store and online. Ends 131. Exclusions apply. Visit staples.com/print for details.
You can swirl it, you can sip it, but the best way is to share it.
Hey y'all, I'm Deanna, a team member at my local Chick-fil-A. And a little thing I love about the Chick-fil-A chicken sandwich and new frosted sodas and floats is how well they go together. You get that bold flavor of the Coke mixed with the smooth deliciousness of the vanilla ice cream. You have a juicy fillet and a smooth, creamy float. It's an awesome pairing.
Order a Chick-fil-A chicken sandwich and a new frosted soda and float at your local Chick-fil-A restaurant. Real team member paid for their testimonial.
Hey, welcome back, everybody. Sports Overnight America. You can email us, sportsfred@aol.com. Art, Laura, Mark, and later, Gavin Newsham, Project Tiger, Amazon.com. Everything you want to know about the younger life of Tiger Woods. And we can go on from there. Certainly, Major League Baseball, basically a little bit more than a week old now, 162 games in total down the road. And Carter Jensen, we talked about this at the opening. Carter Jensen, of course, second string catcher for the Kansas City Royals, oversleeps on Thursday, and he misses his start. Art, do you ever oversleep going to play golf or anything like that? Or doing a
Can I tell you something? I was so excited to play golf or go play in a football game. I was the first guy up out getting the newspaper ready to go. I mean, come on. You live your whole life for these moments. And, you know, I got to tell you, Fred, I look at the baseball season right now, and there's some great things going on. I mean, this rookie for Cleveland, DeLauder, got 4 home runs. Shea Langelier, the catcher for Oakland, had 5 home runs. Sandy Alcantara, Chris Sale, Max Fried, Trevor Rogers, Cam Schittler of the Yankees playing great baseball. The Dodgers, I mean, Shohei Ohtani, and I mean, it's going to be a great season for baseball, and we better love it. Because we know what's coming at the end of the year.
Laura, you're an attorney. You ever late for court?
I have never been in late for court. That was my fault. I was late once when there was like a giant pile up on the freeway or something. But I'm with Art. I don't think I've ever overslept in my life. I mean, if I know I have something that I have to get up early for, I typically get up before, even if I set an alarm. I mean, I don't, this doesn't make sense to me to oversleep for something that, I mean, it just, I know I've never overslept.
Mark, you do a whole slew of shows. You ever oversleep?
No, my dad was a sergeant in the Marines, and he said, to be early is to be on time. To be on time is to be late. And like 15 years, Fred, at the Warner Center Marriott, never late. I always believe in setting a standard. And the only thing they would get on me is I would come in too early. I said, well, I got to make up for the people that come in late.
Too late.
Yeah, and here's the thing. I that's what I like about, you know, what's going on in Pittsburgh, because accountability and communication are a lost art today. And if the Royals took that stance like they did, and Vinny Pascatino basically said, you know, there's things that can't happen, and these are one of the things that can't happen. And it's rightfully so.
Lombardi time, baby.
You know, one thing about lawyers being, we have to be on time. And I'm pretty punctual. I'm not usually late.
Yeah. I'm anal about that.
I have a friend who are, they're chronically late.
I used to tell my dad all the time, if he had to pick me up at 6:30, I'd say, Dad, I'll be done by 6. Because he was chronically late.
You got to do that.
Starts at home.
You know, if you think about it, Zoom has stopped people from being late because you can do it from your house. You can do it from your office. You don't have to drive anywhere. What a major advantage.
You still like got to log in friend?
On time, though. You still got to log in on time.
Good point. Right.
You can email us, sportsfred@ao.com, sportsfred@ao.com. Laura's a major league Laker fan. Thursday night, Lakers get clobbered by Oklahoma City, and Doncic goes down with a hamstring. We knew going in they weren't going to go very far in the playoffs, but if he can't play, they're not going to even go very far for certain.
Think yourself about how far they're going to go in the playoffs.
No,
they're saying they can't get out of the second round.
They won't.
Because Oklahoma City kicked their ass so bad they only had pockets on them.
You know what?
Laura's a season ticket holder.
No.
Seriously, you got five guys on each team, and if two of your five never play defense, Doncic and LeBron, how do you beat a good team, Laura? Tell me.
Well, the Lakers have been playing really
no doubt. Well. 15-2 in the month of March.
You know,
but who have they played?
They actually have an 8-2 record against teams with a 500 or above record during that stretch. So they've been. I mean, if you've got somebody scoring 40 points a night, you know, it's pretty
they're
hard.
They're 1-3 against San Antonio and 0-3 against Oklahoma City.
Well, yeah, but join the rest of the league against those two teams. I mean,
what I don't understand with the NBA,
but they don't have a chance without Doncic. I mean, has it been determined that it's a tear?
Not yet, but we'll find out.
Yeah.
Mark, you were saying something?
Well, I said to myself, for a commissioner of the league, and I loved Lawrence O'Brien, God rest his soul. He was a good commish, but Adam Silver, how do you look in the mirror and say that the NBA is in good state when you got Washington that's abysmal, Sacramento? I mean, there's like 6-7 teams that just can't even form one team. I mean, just how do you look yourself in the mirror and say the league is stable?
Mark,
maybe from the
how can you say this? How can you say that a NBA franchise to come, either in Seattle or Las Vegas, is worth more than the Los Angeles Dodgers?
Yeah.
That's pretty wild. The guy's
a legend in his own mind.
Okay, but let's make this comment. Also, on Thursday night, Wemby did not play for San Antonio against the Clippers. Load management. You know, we're talking about teams tanking to get
a Popovich management.
We're talking about teams at the bottom trying to get a better draft pick. In this case, they're just trying to keep him healthy and maybe not play against the Clippers because they're going to probably play against the Clippers in the playoffs. How do you resolve, Art, how do you resolve load management? How do you tell these teams you can't do it? People are paying $100, $200, $300 for a ducat here in Los Angeles and elsewhere. How do you stop load management?
Well, I have a personal opinion on that, and it's not real popular, but If I'm going to take my kid to, say, maybe one game and live in New York and I want to see LeBron James in his final season and he doesn't want to play that night and I put $400 or $500 towards my son who's been a fan for 15 years of this guy, that's a tough one, you guys. And I mean, this is something that's important. They're talking about possibly reducing the season. That'll never happen because that cuts into what? The amount of money that the owners make, the greed, right? So I don't know. I think, you know, it comes down to personal professionalism. A lot of the great athletes that I've known over the years took it as an encumbrance on themselves to realize that it's an entertainment. Even if you go out there and play 8, 10, 12 minutes and play hard and then kind of, you know, say, hey, you know, I'm out now for – at least you showed up. You got the fans in there to play a little bit. Maybe that's a way you can handle it, Fred. You know, just make an appearance.
All right.
Lakers lost that game, you know, in the first quarter.
Yes.
Yeah, they played all their starters through the whole game. And maybe they shouldn't have. I mean,
and San Antonio wound up beating the Clippers by 20 points without Wembanyama. So,
all right, Laura, let me ask you a question. You're a big Dodger fan. You're a big Laker fan. The Dodgers did not play on Thursday night. However, if they were playing at the same time as the Lakers last couple weeks of the NBA season, which game would you watch, Dodgers or Lakers?
You know, I actually had that decision to make a couple of days ago.
Yeah, Monday.
I actually watched the Dodgers. I sort of switched back and forth. I toggled back and forth. But because, you know, I feel like the NBA right now is just sort of in a status. It's already pretty much set who's going to be in the playoffs. And that's why the Lakers, I mean, they lost that game in the first quarter. They didn't really play the rest of the game. I mean, it was pretty much like, we're just going to coast through here and hopefully not get injured, which obviously that didn't work. But yeah, I mean, the Dodgers are so exciting just as a team this year. And so, yeah, I actually chose to watch the Dodgers. But all I'm right, excited for the playoffs. I was excited for the playoffs until.
Right, let me throw this out before the break. The Washington Wizards, April Fool's Day. I don't know if you guys heard about this or read about this. I don't know if it's real or not, to tell you the truth. Could it be AI? I don't know. Apparently, they picked somebody from the stands to shoot a half-court shot blindfolded. If you make it, you make $10,000. So they blindfold this guy, and he shoots it, and everybody applauds. And he thinks he wins. And then finally, he goes to talk to somebody. Oh, you didn't win. It didn't come close on April Fool's Day. Mark, what do you think about April Fool's jokes?
Well, that would be a good, you know, I think if he missed it all completely, the Wizards would have gave him a 10-day contract.
Shoots an air ball. Yeah. Hey, can I tell you something? From half court, they ought to let you take the blindfold off.
Oh, yeah. You know what's funny? I got a friend that works at KTLA, laid out 2,500 on Olympic tickets. And I go, what?
It's unbelievable what's happening in the wonderful and wacky world.
Hey, Kirk Cousins going to the Raiders, you guys. Are you excited about that?
Who? Love it.
All right, who starts? Who starts?
Kirk Cousins starts.
Yeah.
Oh, I love Kirk Cousins.
And you know what? And he gets to sit in film with Brady and Cousins and break down film. I mean, this could be great for Mendoza's career.
You know,
really
good. No, and it shows long-term commitment too, which is,
I love it.
Is something that they haven't had really.
Well,
you know,
they got a new owner. They supposedly have a new succession plan with a new owner, this Durbin guy.
Wow, and I love Kirk Cousins.
How about the franchise?
The women love
$11 billion. I mean, they're making $1 billion every time I turn around.
Hey, you're taking it, making $1 million listening to this show. Back with more and Barron Sports Trivia straight away on Sports Overnight America.
Special alert for consumers struggling to pay taxes. There are new tax regulations, not published yet. We have the inside track on your new tax savings. These programs are designed to help struggling taxpayers like you. The COVID relief programs are gone, but there are new programs to help struggling taxpayers. And we have the inside track. Call now and we'll take you through these new programs. These taxpayer savings programs have never been available until now. Get out of tax trouble now. It doesn't take weeks. It can happen in one phone call. Call now and get the inside track to get rid of your tax problems.
Call the tax helpline now. 800-949-0039. 800-949-0039. 800-949-0039. That's 800-949-0039.
I'm holding in my hand the American Silver Eagle Dollar. It's a beautiful piece of American history, and it's 1 ounce of silver. Originally minted in 1986, these coins are a beautiful classic piece of American history, and they're a great investment you should add to your portfolio. The beauty of silver is that however much you have available to invest, silver is affordable and easy to acquire, with one coin costing around $30. So, if you choose to invest a few thousand in silver, you can get quite a bit for your money. And you'll have a tangible asset that you can hold, one you can be proud to own.
Claim your piece of American history with American Silver Eagle Dollars. Call the Silver Hotline right now.
800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. That's 800-620-1624.
This is a true sad story for ADT, the leader in home security systems. My favorite dog, Oliver, was stolen from our garage recently. If I had a camera system installed in my home from ADT, I would have known exactly what car possibly pulled up in my driveway and stole my little friend. If I had a security system from ADT, my dog would still be here. I called ADT this weekend, and they're coming out in a few days to install a camera and a new security system. Unfortunately, it's a little too late for me. Listen, protect everyone you love in your family. Call ADT now. Have them come out and give you a quote to install a full security system in your home. Don't let it be too late for you. Call right now.
Paid for by the Home Security Hotline. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. That's 800-361-3491.
Hi, everybody. Welcome back. Got Sports Overnight America and Laura's favorite part of the show, Barron's Sports Trivia. Yeah. Started by my cousins, Andy and Lisa Barron. And based on emails, you seem to like it. You can email us, sportsfred@AOL.com, sportsfred@AOL.com. Laura, you ready for some Barron's Sports Trivia?
Yeah, I read up on all my trivia information. So, yeah, I'm ready.
All right. The quotes are tough, Fred.
This guy has made more money in the National Football League than anybody in history. This guy has made more money in the National Football League than anybody in history, contemporary, of course. Laura, who might
this be? I think I know this.
My initial guess was Tom Brady, but that seems so obvious. But that's who I'll go with, Tom Brady.
Tom Brady? I know. Yeah, he got rich in the NFL. Is that what you're saying? Mark, is it Tom Brady?
No, it's Peyton Manning.
You say he got rich in the NFL.
Yeah.
I think
Peyton Manning.
I'll give you a hint. Kirk Cousins is second all time. Wow. Anybody have an answer to that? Kirk Cousins is second all time in making.
I'm going with Patrick Mahomes.
Patrick Mahomes certainly is up there. And what if I were to say that ABC, oh, you're wrong. Let's keep going. If I say Georgia, you got it?
Oh, Matt Stafford.
Matt Stafford's the answer. Congratulations. The world's worst.
$700 million?
Mark Mancini, that he's made more money than anybody in the history of the National Football.
$700 million? Well, I mean, what's the toll?
So in that range, it's unbelievable.
And, wow.
Sean,
how about the guy who's made the most money doing nothing, Tua Tagovailoa?
You know what people don't understand about Sean McVay? He has cultivated that relationship and kind of did. He was almost like Magic Johnson getting the last few years out of Kareem. Because Stafford was really pretty much done when he left Detroit. But, boy, Sean McVay should get a lot of credit for that.
Well, if you don't have a lead and you're the Rams, you don't necessarily like
Sean. What's McVay going on with Pacua and Nacua?
Great question. Great question.
Keep the women away.
He's in rehab. He's in rehab in L.A.
Is he with Tiger?
No, Tiger's in Europe. But
Luca's in Malibu.
Oh.
Can he afford it? Because he's about to get a $168 million four-year
contract. Based on what Najima Smith got in Seattle, I think Pacua's going to be doing just fine. Yeah, but I'm hearing the Rams want to get rid of him.
No, they're sticking with him.
Oh, they're going to. Okay.
They're going to stick
They're going to get rid of Davante Adams instead.
No. They're going to keep him too, they say. Okay. Mark, Barron Sports Trivia, you ready?
Yeah.
Who said this? Baseball. I never question the integrity of the umpires. Their eyesight, yes. I never question the integrity of the umpires. Their eyesight, yes. Who might have said that?
Cal Ripken Jr.
Cal Ripken Jr., the all-time consecutive streak guy. Okay. Laura, who might have said that?
I have no idea, but a number of people could have said that for sure.
A manager.
Oh, Tommy Lasorda.
What? What's your hint?
Manager.
Either Billy Martin or Tommy Lasorda.
Tommy Lasorda.
I never question.
Tommy Lasorda.
I never question the integrity of the umpires.
Can you take Tommy Lasorda? I'm going to go with Billy Martin.
All right, I'm going to say Lorraine Day.
Oh, Leo DeRocher, Leo the Lip.
Leo the Lip said that he definitely
my
did.
My favorite episode of the Munsters.
Fred, a Tommy Lasorda story covering the Padres for the first time in 96. I think it was 2 months the Dodgers came down into San Diego. And about a few days before the Dodgers were coming in, I go, wow, I'm going to interview Tommy Lasorda. And he had, I think, the heart attack, and Bill Russell took over, and I never got to sit down and talk to that guy.
Tommy always called me a second guesser, and I told Tommy, no, I'm a first guesser.
Well, you know, my nickname for him was Walking Eagle because he was too full of shit to fly.
All right, Art. But before we go further, in order to answer these questions in the middle of the night, Art, of course, back in Pennsylvania, Art has to take legal medicinal products to...
forced to, Fred.
What is it called?
I said forced to. This is the professional formula of Prevagen. And I got to tell you guys, it has changed my life in that sense. I can actually remember things. Sometimes I remember things I don't want to remember. But that's for a story for another time. But the professional strength is really fantastic. It's great stuff. If you find yourself going upstairs and not knowing what you came upstairs for, get yourself a bottle of this stuff. It's not cheap, but it will make a difference in your life. And that's what life's all about, quality.
All right, Barron Sports Trivia. Art, are you ready with the Prevagen? You ready?
I'm gonna plead the fifth.
Okay. Let's go with this one. The dictionary is the only place where success comes before work.
Shit and suicide? Okay, I'm sorry.
The dictionary, this is a NFL coach. The dictionary is the only place where success comes before work.
I'm going to go with Lou Holtz.
It's a great quote.
He just passed away a couple of weeks ago, Lou Holtz. Laura, do you think it's Lou Holtz?
I have no idea, but it's a great quote. I think it goes for sports as well as a lot of endeavors in life, if not all endeavors in life.
Mark, is it Lou Holtz?
Vince Lombardi or Tom Landry?
You take Prevagen? Mark's two for two here. How did you know that? How did you know Vince Lombardi?
I just figured it out. Wow.
Look at Marky Poo. Don't tell him I've been sending you the Prevagen.
Mark, tell us the truth. Are you sending it to, you selling him?
Yeah, I don't sell him anything. He's a friend. He's on the program.
Yeah.
All right. Okay, this is a baseball question. I have discovered in 20 years of following the game that knowledge of the game is usually inverse to where you're sitting and the price of your ticket. So what he's basically saying is the people that are further back probably know more than the people who are close up to the game.
Oh, I think I know this one.
Who might have said that? Let's go to Laura. Who might have said that?
I think I know this.
I don't know, Laura, but it's true. The real fans are in the bleachers.
Baseball general manager.
I think I know this.
Yeah, like that's give Mark a chance to be three for three.
Yeah.
Oh, you're just feeling for Mark, right? Is that right, Laura?
I'm passing the baton to Mark.
Buzzy Bavasi, maybe?
All right, Mark, do you have the answer? Go ahead.
I think it was either late, and I, interesting guy, but it would have to be the guy that sat in the cheap seats, Bob Uecker.
Could be Bob Uecker.
How's he a general manager, though?
Saw him all the time.
He worked with the Brewers a lot. He did some stuff with the Brewers, even.
Okay.
Mark, that is not correct, so take some more Prevagen.
The baton.
Art, general manager, who basically saying further you're away from the field, you probably know more about the game. Which general manager said that? White Sox.
Oh, I know that.
White Sox. Kenny, that wouldn't be Kenny Harrelson.
Disco Night. Didn't he do Disco Night, I think?
Too? Bill Vec.
Bill Vec is the answer. So he's back on the Prevagen again. All right, folks, you can email us at sportsfredo.com.
Who was the little guy that he set up to the plate? Was it Eddie Gaedel or something like
Eddie
that?
Eddie Gaedel, yeah. Well,
yeah, that was amazing. And then he had $5 beer night, or that might have been Cleveland.
Yeah, yeah.
Five cent beer night. That was a real bad
idea. That was
idea.
In Cleveland.
Yeah.
So much to talk about in the wonderful and wacky world of sports. You know, I did this and I didn't put the name down, so I don't know it either. Let's see for sure. You ready, guys? Okay. Sure luck means a lot in football. Not having a good quarterback is bad luck. Who might have said that? And I don't have the answer in front of me, I swear to God. So who might have said that? Let's talk about that. Sure. Luck.
Sounds like
sure.
A George Allen team, because he never had a great quarterback.
It wasn't George Allen, because if you say the right one, I'll remember it. But having a good quarterback is bad luck. Who might have said that?
Allie Sherman? No.
No, he didn't say
that. Was it a coach?
A coach, NFL coach. I think an NFL coach. Maybe a coach. I don't know.
John Robinson?
Weeb Aubank.
Well, we'll know on our next show, because I will look it up and try to.
You're going to make everybody hang for a week. I love it, Fred.
You know that we've got about 10,000 books in this house because I hoard them. So it's in one of those books.
Take
hour after hour to try to
find it. Where do you see his old Inside Sports magazines? And I'm telling you, this guy's got tons of stuff.
I'm paying.
I have books in everywhere, in every room in my house. Like, you can't see them, but they're all.
My mom lived in a library, basically. She was the same way.
Okay, let me tell you.
And I have actually read them all as well. So.
Let me tell you. Wow. Art is living with digital newspapers. I still like the feel of the newspaper.
Getting that stuff on your hands, that newsprint.
So I've been subscribing forever. I've been subscribing forever to the Daily News.
The Daily News is so much better than the LA Times.
The LA Times, which is always a day late. Because
it's a dollar short. Last time I was in California, you guys, I went and bought the Orange County Register and the LA Times. Now, listen, it cost me $8 for two newspapers, which is what I pay for the whole month.
we're gonna take a quick break here and come back with the Gavin Newsham, Project Tiger, The Birth of Genius and the Price of Greatness, and certainly what's happening with Tiger Woods at this point in time. Gavin Newsham, not Gavin Newsom, not the governor of California, not the guy running for president.
I was wondering how we got him on the show. I was like all excited.
Luck beyond compare right here on Sports Overnight America.
Chick-fil-A's new frosted sodas and floats, it's a 10 out of 10. Hey, this is Lizzie, a team member at my local Chick-fil-A, and a little thing I love about the Chick-fil-A chicken sandwich and new frosted sodas and floats is how well they go together. You will love having your favorite soda blended with our creamy ice cream to make a new frosted soda or float. With the mix of the ice cream and soda fizz, it's so delicious, I call it fizzalicious.
Order a Chick-fil-A chicken sandwich and a new frosted soda and float at your local Chick-fil-A restaurant. Real team member paid for their testimonial.
One of life's greatest mysteries has finally been solved.
Who let the dogs out?
Spruce! Spruce! Spruce!
It's Spruce, the weed and grass killer that's safe for use around people, pets, and bees. When used as directed, spray the leaves for visible results in just 1 hour, and dead weeds in just 1 day. You spray, they play.
Who let the dogs out?
Spruce, pet friendly, weed deadly. Find wherever weed killers are sold.
Sick of gray, gloomy winter hibernation? At Kohl's, you can make spring come early with colorful accents that brighten up your home, like vibrant cookware and decor, cozy bedding and towels. Plus, Kohl's Rewards members save 15% on home purchases. So shop Kohl's Home Refresh and move on to spring. The weather will catch up eventually. Select styles. Offer ends March 1st. Some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
Have you been daydreaming about losing weight for years? Do you just yo-yo back and forth? At Innovative Wellness Center, we have a holistic weight loss program that allows you to lose up to 20 pounds in 30 days. People are losing weight like crazy and keeping it off. It can be done from anywhere in the United States. Go to our website at www.innovativewellness.center and schedule your complimentary consultation today.
Hi, Flo here to say that Progressive knows that life can change quickly, so it's good to have flexible coverage.
Oh, like when I have to take my ex off my policy.
Oh, sorry. But yes, we can do that.
And can you send them a message and tell them that they have trust issues that they need to work on?
We don't really get in the middle of these conflicts.
Also, can you let them know that I was faking interest in his band and it's probably time to grow up?
I'm not going to do it. Just know that with Progressive, you can easily make changes to your auto insurance because we know life changes.
Also, I'm staying in touch with his mom because she's absolutely lovely.
Bad idea.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Hop in a John Deere Gator XUV for a day's work. Let's see what's on the to-do list. There goes the tree. And the fence.
Shelter out!
Not a problem. Because you've got a cargo box filled with solutions. Up to 4,000 pounds of towing capacity. And you're ready to roll.
The power's out!
Here we go again. The Gator XUV. Built for every kind of workday. Learn more at johndeere.com/GatorXUV. Nothing runs like a deer.
Hey, welcome back, everybody. Sports Overnight America. And you can email us at sportsfred@AO.com. And, of course, big news. Timing is everything, as indicated. Tiger Woods gets in trouble one more time. He's in Europe now in rehab. And he talked to the White House. We'll discuss that with Gavin Newsom, written a very interesting book, Project Tiger. You can pick it up Amazon.com, major bookstores everywhere. Gavin, welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me, Fred. Appreciate it.
So do you think he talked to the White House or not?
I don't know.
When they picked him up.
Strange call to make, isn't it? Do you know what I mean? It's like, you know, yet again, you're the focus, you know, the focal point of the entire world's media. You pick up the phone to the president? I'm not sure. I don't know. What would he say anyway?
Do you know? Help me.
In big trouble.
Give him some tips on his golf game.
Pull some strings for me. Yeah, just please. But, you know, God, yeah. I mean, it's incredible, though, right? Because this book came out March 17. Okay.
Yeah.
So, book comes out, start doing the press for it, a few interviews here and there and everything. Absolutely fine. Within a few days, boom. Do you know what I mean? Like, here we go again.
You're living right. I mean, that's, you can't ask for that kind of publicity.
No, but here we go again, you know, and it's like, yeah. And the really strange thing about this is that I started writing this book. Well, I had the idea for the book just after his last car crash in 2021. So I remember I was writing another piece about Tiger for somebody or other. And just looking back through his life and thinking, okay, he's approaching 50 in a couple of years. Maybe there's a book in that, or there's an anniversary, there's a peg there I can use, you know, a hook. And so I started looking into his childhood a bit more and his amateur days and his collegiate career and things. And there was a lot there that I didn't know, right? So, I mean, and so and that's why the book is the way it is. It starts, obviously, from his birth or just before, actually, when his dad gets into golf in his 40s. But then it ends when he turns pro in 96. Because we know the stuff about the scandals. We know the amazing golf as well, right? We know all that stuff. You know, it's been written a million times. So there's a pretty hard sort of bookend to it where it stops when he's turning pro in Milwaukee in 96. But yeah, like you say, can't buy that publicity. You can't buy that kind of story coming out. You know, it's just an incredible coincidence.
Art, you played on the professional tour. You're on with Gavin Newsom, Project Tiger.
Well, I wanted to talk to Gavin about, you know, just the amazing amount of great European golfers. I was privileged to play with the Faldos and the Sevies and the, you know, Woozies and Lyle and Longer. What a career he's had in terms of, you know, longevity. And I'm looking, you know, as I look down the road, you know, the roll, you've got Rosie, you've got McIlroy, Ober, you've got just a plethora of great young champions, Robert Mack, you know, McNamara. I mean, I'm looking at the you know, Shane Lowry's. There's a lot of great players coming out of Europe. If you had to make a couple of concerted choices right now in the 99th Masters, Gavin, who would you lean toward?
Good question. On current form, I'm going Matt Fitzpatrick. I think getting over losing the players was a big thing for him, I think, and to do it so quickly. I think that showed a lot about the kind of metal the guy's got. You know,
I was impressed by the class he showed, Gavin, when he went up to you know, the winner of the tournament's family and shook everybody's hands. And I mean, the kid really does have some moxie and some intelligence. And now his brother won on the DP World Tour. I saw.
Right, I know. Yeah, it runs in the family, doesn't it? Yeah. So he's a very understated golfer, I think, and he's a very quiet guy, you know, and he's not one of these big personalities, you know, not at all, but he's devastatingly good on the golf course, you know, and I think if his drive is working next week, I think he's got a chance. I really do think he's got a chance, yeah. I think another choice, I think we spoke about before, maybe Patrick Reed, I think is a really good shout, you know, knows the course back to front, won there before, done it, been there, and I think he's probably a good outside bet, I think.
Laura, Project Tiger, Gavin Newsom with you.
You know, the first thought I had when I heard about his latest problem was that a crash that happened a few years ago in Palos Verdes. I've been on that road. I mean, it's a really fun road to drive on if you're in a sports car and you're sober, because it's really, but yeah, I could see how you could have a problem on that road, even if you are sober. But the first thought I had when I heard about it was, and I hadn't heard any publicity about that original or first crash, that was he impaired in that crash? Because they haven't said that. I haven't heard.
And nobody ever took any blood from him?
No. I wonder if you heard any inside information about that.
There's a lot of questions still remain unanswered about that particular crash as well. I don't know if strings were pulled there because, like you say, no bloods were taken. So, I mean, I don't know. I've yet to find out anything more about it than you guys know. But yeah, very, very interesting case. And I'm sure something will come out sooner or later. Be intriguing to find out what it is, though. Yeah.
Mark Mancini, Project Tiger, Gavin Newsom, take it away.
You know, the downfall of two guys in boxing, it was Mike Tyson, who could have been the best of the best. Evander Holyfield had something to do with that. But nobody talks about Tiger Woods and the demise. I know, you know, everybody tunes in when he plays the game because he's one of the best, but he could have been one of the best. His downfall was when he lost the Swedish model wife, Nordstrom. And nobody talks about that. And ever since then, he has just gone off a slippery slope. Am I right, Gavin?
I think pretty much. I think it goes back even maybe two or three years earlier than when it all came out, because I think when he lost his dad in 2006, I think, and then he won the British Open at Hoylake, I think that was the start of his downfall there, really. I think without that anchor, and you can, there's lots of things to be said about Earl and his parenting style, right? But, you know, I think without that, I think he went off the rails, and spectacularly so, I think. But come 2009, when he's chased out of his house with a three-wood by Ellen.
She's a great lady.
Just, you know, great lady. Unbelievable, though, you know, and it's, I find it all really sad, you know, because I think there's a lot of what ifs and maybes about what, in terms of a sporting sense, in terms of a goal sense, what he might have gone on to achieve. Because in my mind, there's no doubt that he would have gone on to beat Jack's record.
Gavin, do you think over the years, some of our great stars like your Babe Ruths, Bobby Charlton, Georgie Best in England, the people that really reached the pinnacle of the sporting world, do you think there's an entitlement there? There's a, I'm allowed to get away with this because I am who I am. Is there something to be said for things like that?
I absolutely. In Tiger's case, I mean, he's admitted to that himself. I don't even remember that press conference he did, right? That, you know, basically said, I'm really successful. I'm the best player of my generation and probably of all time. And I felt entitled. I thought I can do what the hell I want and that I didn't have to answer to anyone, you know, and he did. But, you know, you sort of got an idea. I think with that press conference, you got an idea of just how big he was, because this wasn't, it wasn't a president or a prime minister doing a press conference live on TV. It was a golfer. Yeah. It's a pro golfer. Do you know what I mean? But it's like all the networks took it. It was broadcast over here live. You know, it was just, he's a golfer.
Has anybody measured how many additional viewers Tiger Woods generates?
Amazing.
Because I never really watched golf before Tiger Woods. I watched every time.
The Q ratings indicate that when he plays, it's about a 20 to 30% bump in overall Nielsen ratings. So,
It's true. And I think the fact that everybody was still so desperate for him to come back and play again, and they still are, just shows you not just how big he was and how good he was, but also it's probably a reflection on the game of golf as it is today.
It really changed it too.
And you know, Gavin, another guy that would have been one of the best too, went off the cliff, was John Daly.
I wrote a book about him in 2003, actually.
Here's an interesting trivia question, you guys. Now, John Daly's a pretty good party animal, as we all know. Do you know that he has not one DUI in his life, and Tiger has two?
Really? Yeah. That's good.
Maybe he takes Uber.
Gavin Newsom with us, Project Tiger, Amazon.com, major bookstores everywhere. Gavin, it's 2026. People don't talk about this, But talk about racism on the golf tour. Of course, for many years, African-Americans couldn't even compete as far as the Masters are concerned. But in general, golf racism, and maybe that has affected Tiger Woods.
It certainly affected him and his father when he was growing up. I mean, he's even at his father's home course, the Navy Club, he was prevented from playing when there were white kids.
Yeah, he used to have to wait for dad to get the cart and go down number one, and then he'd kind of sneak Nick over on, the fence.
Yeah, there was all that, and loads of courses that he had to play where he had to go and change his shoes in the car park and not in the locker room because he simply wasn't allowed in there. You know, so I think for Tiger as a kid who had no child, and let's face facts, he didn't have a child in any normal sense of the word, you know, and he's experiencing this all the time. You know, by the time he gets to 16 and he plays his first PGA Tour event in LA, you know, he gets an invitation to play. He gets death threats, you know, when he's 16. Right. And it's like, and his dad didn't tell him until he'd finished playing his rounds, you know, but even then he's thinking, is this what I'm in for the rest of my career? And he pretty much was until, I think, well, even Fuzzy Zeller at the Masters when he won in 97, you know, just casual sort of stupid racism that he came at, you know, at the time, you know. So it's always been there. And I don't know if Tiger's changed that much, actually, really, when it comes to, like, the diversity in golf, I think. I mean, if you look on the PGA Tour now, there's probably a handful of players of colour on there, you know, who, so did he do enough? I mean, he tended to shy away from controversial stuff, really, you know, and I suspect that's because his father's always trying to push him front and centre as some sort of Jackie Robinson figure, you know, or Arthur Ashe type figure. And
hey, Gavin, you know, what about the relationship with Phil Mickelson? Because at one time they were complaining he was winning all the tournaments or something. And I said to myself, well, get up at 3 a.m, beat him by an hour and practice.
Well, that's a story I was going to tell you guys. When I was playing in the Australian Open in 1996, we were down there, and Greg Norman and I were in the gym at the Marriott at like 6 a.m. working out, and Tiger came in at 6:15, and Greg Norman walked up to me and said, Artie, I guarantee you tomorrow morning when we come down to do our workout, he'll already be here. And boom, he was. So you can never question the commitment he had to excellence on the course. And I wonder if sometimes if you don't have balance in your life, and, you know, it looked like for a while when he met Ellen that things were going to change a little bit. You know, there's been so much pressure heaped on this young guy since he's been on the Mike Douglas show at age 2. Mm. I mean, you know, he never had a childhood. And I think that's part of what he's dealing with as we get along into his 50s.
I think it's really interesting with Tiger as well, because as far as I'm aware, he doesn't seem to have any hobbies, right? He doesn't seem to do anything else, really, you know. Yeah, he's a gym bunny, and he's constantly working on trying to put his body back into some kind of shape, you know.
It looks like he plays strong safety for the Buccaneers now.
But he's, you know, and there's a certain sadness about this. It seems fairly joyless a lot of the time, Tiger, you know, and you'd think after everything he's achieved, yeah, his private life's been an absolute mess, but after everything he's achieved, you know, you'd think he'd enjoy.
And he had two wonderful children who love him. I mean, you know, you look at Charlie and Sam. I mean, they're both good athletes. This is how we met, you know, Donald Trump Jr.'s ex-wife, you know, going to the school in Florida. And, you know, I think a lot of people deep down inside want to see him overcome this and become the person that we all wanted him to be. And
I think you're right in terms of the kids, Art, because he's that relationship seems to have survived and actually prospered, you know, and that's a nice thing to come out of all this, you know, because that could have gone the other way completely, you know, they might never wanted to see him again. And imagine being those kids, you know, just reading about their dad like that and what he got up to when he was younger, you know, it's all over the internet. It will be forevermore, you know, so they're never going to escape it. But the fact that they seem to have a decent, loving relationship is really, really, really lovely, I think. But I think Tiger's also learned from how his dad treated him, because he doesn't put Charlie front and center playing golf.
This international place where he went to, does anybody have any information on what he's doing? Is it a rehab center? Is it a place where you go for his lifestyle? Because I mean, many judges, I don't know very many judges that would let somebody leave the country You know, I mean, there's a lot of great rehab places right here in the United States, but I was wondering if you had any inside information on that.
No, but maybe that was the call to the president then. Maybe
get out!
Gavin Newsom, thank you very much for appearing. Project Tiger, Amazon.com, major bookstores everywhere. And Gavin, a most intriguing book. Hope it sells well. And we hope Tiger wakes up. And Gavin, thank you for appearing on Sports Overnight America.
Thanks for having me, Fred.
Absolutely.
Gavin Newsom, straight away on Sports.
Do you have a book? Get it out of your mind and make it a real book with a free guide to book publishing. Trying to publish a book yourself can be complicated. It takes a lot of time. Time that you could spend writing your book or even more books. Do what you do best. We can do the rest. Thousands of authors across the nation have trusted our book publishing service. We have the connections to help you get your book printed, distributed, and sold on Amazon, Apple Books, Barnes & Noble, and bookstores nationwide. We can do it faster than you can on your own. Get your free guide to publishing. It's a free phone call. Remember, make this free call right now and learn how to turn your book into something real that people can buy. Get your free writer's guide. Call right now, 800-482-8399, 800-482-8399, 800-482-8399. That's 800-482-8399.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739.
It's more than a rebellion. When your teen is slipping into drugs or alcohol, when social media and pornography consume their time and their mind, when depression and even suicidal thoughts cast a shadow over your home, as a parent, you feel powerless. There is hope. At Turnabout Ranch, troubled teens step away from the chaos and into a clarity of nature on a working cattle ranch. Care for horses, learn responsibility, build trust, and rediscover purpose. It isn't theory, it's real work. Real therapy, real healing. Families from across the country have found transformation right here, just when they thought hope was gone. If your teen is struggling with addiction, harmful online behaviors, even weight management, call right now and get the help you all need.
800-219-2494. 800-219-2494. 800-219-2494. That's 800-219-2494.
Hey, we're back on Sports Overnight America. I'd like to thank Gavin Newsom, Project Tiger, Amazon.com, major bookstores everywhere. It looks like we're going to have scab referees in the National Football League. What do you guys think about that, Art Source?
You know, it reminds me, I think it was like 2012 when Seattle was playing somebody and the referees totally messed it up. I'm a big proponent of giving these guys their money. You guys are making billions of dollars. The next network contract is going to be worth $16 billion. Hire the referees full-time. Make them part of your deal, and let's just get on with it.
Laura, you're a big Raider fan. Do you need help from scab referees?
Yeah, I agree with – I don't like scabs in general since my grandfather was a wobbly, but I come from an all-union family. But, I agree with Art. I think they should be paid their due, and – I mean, they're talking about helping the scabs with electronic assistance from New York. It's just going to be a nightmare. It's going to be a nightmare.
Mark, what do you think about scab referees?
I'm not a big fan of Roger Goodell, but you know, the thing, what I don't quite understand is I got to agree with these guys that you should pay these guys. They're out there, they're working. How do you not take care of your people that are taking care of you?
And compared to umpires and NBA referees, they're highly underpaid.
Let me just throw this out on Sports Overnight America. They have to get paid. They should get paid. Art's point, I think, is well taken. And thank you, Mario. Thank you, Mark. Thank you, Laura. I am Fred. Stay tuned for much more all night long of Sports Overnight America.